Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Queen Mac Show. Today, our topic with Queen Mac Show is Lean on Your Life, L-I-E-N. Don't make a contract with the devil. We're going to fly and magnify the name of the Lord right now. Well, I just want you to listen to this music and enjoy for 1 minute. We exalt the Lord. Amen. And today, our topic is Lean on Life. Don't sign a contract with the devil. And I have an excerpt from a book, 40 Days with Jesus, Celebrating His Presence. It's by Sarah Young of Jesus Calling. And today is the 12th day of August, and it reads as such. I am calling you to a life of constant communion with me. Basic training, including live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with me can be uninterrupted. But I challenge you to relinquish the fantasies of an uncluttered world. Accept each day as it comes and find me in the midst of it all. Talk with me every aspect of your day, including your feelings, so that your ultimate goal is not to control or fix everything around you. It is to keep you to keep communing with me. A successful day, one in which you have stayed in touch with me, even if things remain undone at the end of the day. Do not let your to-do list, written or meant, become an idol, direct life. Instead, ask my spirit to guide you moment by moment. He will keep you close to me. Praise God. I love it where it says, do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol in your life. A lot of times we can get caught up in the day-to-day business, and we don't always recognize that it's overwhelming our flesh. And then spiritually, it's we're not tapping into those things God wants us to do. We have a list of what we want to do and how we want to and how we need to get it accomplished. But that's not of God. And God has let us know we need to tap into the spiritual things. And today I was going through some, and the Lord said to look at this scripture to go with the lesson on today. And it's 1 John 4:1. Which is the topic, try the spirit, by the spirit. I want to make sure that the contract you set up is with the Lord, and the spirit looking towards is God. And you know that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose again. So I want to read that chapter of scripture, 1 John 4:1. And it, I have the King James Version. If anybody's version, that's fine. Please make sure to go online to blogtalkradio.com, Beyond Ministries 2016, and make your comments. That's radio.com/beyondministries2016. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Here know ye the Spirit of God. Each spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Try the spirit by the spirit. Now, so let's go back to verse 1 of that chapter. Now, it says, believe not every spirit, but the spirits, there they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So we have to be very careful who we sit under in leadership, because that's like signing a contract. You're giving it to that person to be a guard over your soul. And I'm saying guard, not God over your soul, guard over your soul. They are responsible for what comes out of their mouth, because the Bible says the blood is going to be acquired to their hand for their teaching onto the laymen of the church. So it's very, very important that when you go to a church, a new church, or a church that you've been in, to be sure that your eyes are removed, that your ears are, you're able to hear clearly and discern what the messages are, what they are saying, what they are speaking. Are they edifying and elevating your spirit so you can grow in Christ? Or are they defiling the spirit, speaking corruption from the pulpit, speaking dissension from the pulpit, and separation? We have to make sure it's clearly defined that the message that is coming from the pulpit all the way to the door, because you have ministry leaders too, so from the pulpit to the door, that what is being preached is the unadulterated word of God, and they're standing rooted and grounded in God and not of anything else, because Christ is really tricky. Really tricky, and will come at you in all ways. So ask God to reveal the false prophet. Ask God to reveal that ravenous wolf, that wolf, and let you know who is who in the body of Christ. Discern the spirit. Try the spirits by the spirits, whether they are God, okay? So let's go to verse 2. Hereby know ye God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So we know that Jesus Christ came to this earth. We know that he lived. We know that he died. We know that he rose. Whether you go to church or not, you hear or have heard of Jesus Christ in some form or fashion, because some people either believe, choose to believe, or they don't for whatever reason. They make their decisions on what type of religion or spiritual belief they're going to follow based on the fact if they know Jesus Christ or how they got to know him. Amen? Because the center of Christianity is Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. So if we believe that he confessed and we know that Jesus came, then we know that that spirit of God is true, because he came in the flesh. Amen? So let's move on. Verse 3, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, is not of God. So again, when you sit under a person in a tree, that's like signing a contract, and some churches have signed papers saying you're a new member.
That's a contract. We got to realize what we're doing, people. That is a contract. And whatever the systems are in the new Converse class, in the new members class, be very attentive and very, very careful of how that ministry or ministries are going that you're aligning yourself to. Because it says you must confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and you are of God. But chapter, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Antichrist. Now, I know a lot of some names in the world that I see, people that confesseth that Jesus Christ came, he rose, he died, he's coming back again. Their life speaks to a different lifestyle. When their names are spoken, something sees them other than Christ. And they want to talk a Christ-like game, but they're not living Christ-like. When you look into the spirit, when you look at the spirit of that person and you discern the spirit, it's the spirit of lies, cheating, of deception, trying to twist the words of God into something that is not the true, adulterated word of what the scripture speaks. Yes, I know that the Nicene Council put together this Bible have, but it was inspired by the word of God. Man that God entrusted and spiritually gave light to, that this is what he wanted the people to know. Yes, they left out books because certain books, and we're going to get into the lost books that were added later on, not today, but later on down the line, we're going to get into that, and we're going to talk about some of those books. Why? And people were killed to keep certain things out of. Why do you think that people were so unfairly and lost their life because of this Bible? They don't want you to believe in Christ. They don't want you to follow after God's own heart. They don't want you to believe that the answer is Christ. And you cannot live a certain way. But it is true. The living word is true. Jesus Christ lived, died, he rose again, and he's coming back. You know, we want to go to work, and it says, oh, wait, let me finish reading verse 3. Okay. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should, and even now, already it is in the world. The Antichrist is already in the world. The Antichrist is already speaking. Some of us have signed contracts with the devil. Some of us have gotten into certain things that we should. But we need to make light and bring out what is in. God said he's going to reveal what's done in the dark and bring it out into the light. And so if you know, sisters and brothers, there are certain things that are not right, and you are claiming, professing, child of God, it's your duty to let people know. If you know the pastor of your church has 5 kids in the ministry and none of them are by his wife, come on now. You don't need to be sitting under that ministry. If you know that certain things are going to feed the people and the financial committee is doing something else with the church money, come on. They said they were going to do this and that with it and haven't done it yet, and nothing has manifested. Lord God, if they just preaching prosperity and all this and they want you get in the tithe line, get in the offering line, get in the prayer line, $500. First person with $500, I want you to come up in this prayer line. God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, I see what the Lord is going to do in your life. And your rent ain't paid. Your license getting cut off. And say, Lord, the only way you're going to get this blessing, I hear the Lord speaking, $500. Come on now. They need to stop that. Cut that out. There ain't nowhere in the Bible where it says getting a $500 line, $200 line, $100 line, $90 line. Don't sign a contract with the devil. They come at you in all ways. Deceiving and deception is what they use. That's the trick of the enemy. Because his job is to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. My God brings life. And he brings abundantly. And when he says he is the tree planted, you have to be the vine, the branches. We live out through the vine. We are the fruit of the vine. We are the seed. Oh, my God. Planted into our mother's womb. When you think about a tree, when you think about anything that has been planted into the ground, it started what? With a seed. And if your seed is corruptible, like that fig tree that Jesus tried to get nutrition from on the day he was coming back, he could not, that tree did not bear fruit. He could not receive what it was created to be. So that's the root. So if you, the seed that was planted into your mom, that grew, okay, it grew and became a thing. You became what you are right now in life. Let's say whatever it is, teacher, lawyer, normal person, blue, white collar, whatever you are, you're a human being. So whatever you became, if you are not producing what God gifted you, spirit that inside of you, you are walking around by God. And you're walking around dead in the spirit. And you got to be very careful because God wants you to repent. God wants you to have forgiveness for yourself and others. God wants you to reconcile yourself back to him through salvation. And he loves you. There is nothing that you have done that was so bad that you cannot be forgiven for. You find yourself walking that thin line. I don't know if you're hot or cold, just lukewarm. God says he's going to spew you out. He's going to spew you out. So you must make a choice, hot or cold. God knows, hey, he's saying heaven or hell. Let me know so I know it's with you. And that's why sometimes we find ourselves all wrapped up into mess, confusion. A lot of times we can't think what to do. We got to cast down those vain imagination minds that the devil wants to play with. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. Start your devotional. Start a life of devotion with God. How to daily devotion plan is to, one, decide on a time. If you review your time spent alone with God as an appointment to keep it in your daily calendar, you will be less apt to miss it or skip it. There is no right or wrong time of the day. So make sure you decide time to plan with God and devote your time to him in a devotion plan. How to create your daily plan. Number two, decide on a place. The right place is the key to your success. If you try to spend quality time with God in bed with the lights off, failure is inevitable. You are going to go to sleep. So choose a comfortable chair with a good reading light next to it. Put a basket with tools, your Bible, your pen, your journal, your devotion book, and reading plan. This way you'll be prepared and you won't be set up for failure. Don't lie in the bed trying to do this and knowing it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock. You got to get up in the morning because your time with God is going to be looking like you counting sheep. You're going to be asleep. And I said sheep. Number three, in creating your devotion plan. Decide on a time frame. Again, there is no standard time for personal devotions, but set a time 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you can commit. If you start planning failure to meet the goal, if you don't plan, you don't do it, you're going to be discouraged. So we don't want you to get discouraged. Start with 5 minutes. Start with 10 minutes. Just Start somewhere. All right? Decide on your structure. Decide on how to use what Bible verses you're going to use. If you're going to use a devotional plan that maybe somebody else put out because you're not sure how to do your own, start with this. Some tablets or templates on the internet that say through the Bible in a year's time, how to read the Bible in a year. Download that to your phone. And set with those, and it usually gives about 2 to 3 different chapters or verses of scripture, some books in the Bible that you can study that will help you. So start with that, a structure. And then choose some time to spend in prayer. You want to make sure that you have some time, because prayer is simply a two-way communication between you and God, talking to him and telling him about your struggles and your cares, and then listening for his voice. Be sure that when we're in our devotion that we have time set out, that we are listening and talking to him. Jesus should be your best friend. This Holy Spirit's best friend. God is your best friend. Talk to him. Let him know what's going on. And then consider spending some time in worship. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let him know that you're so happy that he lived, he died, he rose, and he's coming back again. Spend some time worshiping your God. God declares us, and he created us to praise him. 1 Peter 9 says, but you are a chosen people belonging to God, that if you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Express your prayers silently or declare them in a loud voice. There is no wrong way. You just want to be able to set out a time for worship. You might even want to sing a song in your worship time. Okay? The next thing, consider spending some time writing a journal. Write those things down. You can journal your thoughts and prayers, providing a valuable record. Later, you will be amazed and encouraged when you go back and look at those progress notes you made or see evidence of prayer. Now, journaling isn't for everyone, so I suggest you try and see if it's for you, because it might not be for you. Number 9, commit to follow your daily devotion plan. Commit to doing it. What time you do it, keeping your commitment is probably the hardest part of getting started. But we want to determine in our hearts to keep it up. Even when you fail or miss a day, rather than beating yourself up, when you mess up, just pray and ask God to help you. And be sure over the next day. The reward you will experience as you grow deep in your love with God will be definitely worth it. And then lastly, be flexible and willing to make changes to your plan. If you get stuck in a rut, try to go step one. Perhaps the plan you've chosen is not right for you, but change it up until you get the perfect fit for yourself. This is for you. This is not for anyone else but you, so you can grow in God. So connect your daily devotion plan for about 21 days, but then by then it should become a habit. And pray for God to give you the desire at this point to spend time with him each day. Don't give up. Eventually you'll discover the joys and blessings for your obedience. Amen. So I'm going to close out this session, but I want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. The topic was a lean on your life. Don't sign a contract with the devil. You should be equipped now with some things to start you to receive and believing that God is real. Try the Spirit by the Spirit. Expose those who you know are not of God, and don't sit under someone that you know is not leading the people to heaven and winning souls for Christ and evangelizing. because be careful of those new members' contracts that you sign, those new convert classes finish at the end. When you sign up your membership with churches and with ministries, that you're not signing up with the devil. God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to close out with the music on today from Shekinah Glory. Amen. Amen. I'm having technical difficulties, but I just pray that God has blessed you on today through the ministry and the Word of Beyond Ministries. You can always, always contact us at 704-729-4855. That number again is 704-729-4855. Or you can reach us at Beyond Ministries, TheQueenMac@gmail.com. Again, that is Beyond Ministries, TheQueenMac@gmail.com. Always, 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 if you can, get on your computers on Friday at 1 to www.blogtalkradio.com/Beyond Ministries 2016. Again, that web address is www.blogtalkradio.com/Beyond Ministries 2016. I pray that God bless you on today with the message, Lean on Life. Don't set a contract with the devil. We went over scripture. We broke down the scriptures. We edify God in the spirit. We gave him praise. And I just want to go out praising God on today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the life that you allowed me to live, knowing that you love me. And I have not signed up a contract with the devil, that you are in control of everything that I do. Keep me humble, oh God, in these last and evil days. Let me be the woman of God that you created me to be. Lord God, help me minister to you. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for giving a word and winning souls on the line today, winning souls for Christ, letting them know that they need to be sold out for you 110%. Lord God, we will not receive the enemy, because we know he's out to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that you may give it life and life more abundantly. You sent your son for that very reason. And we love you, Lord God. We thank you on today. If it's a rainy day in your area, if the sun is shining, if it's the wind is blowing too hard, whatever it is, but God made that day, so you give thanks and praise to it. You walk in glory. You walk in victory. You walk in praise. God. I thank you, Lord God. The Queen Mac signing off. Blog Talk Radio. I hope you had a blessed time. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.